The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And it's time for the first famous shout out. It's for Naomi Keating of Bank of Ireland. Startup Lab Dublin is calling all tech startups to apply for its latest programme. StartLab is a dedicated tech startup incubation space on Dublin's Camden Street and was designed to support the thriving tech startup community in Ireland. Across the country, tech startups get the applications in as the deadline is extended to the 23rd. Do it. Go to startlabhq.com to apply and find out more. They were on with us. So Startup Labs, Bank of Ireland, until the 23rd you can apply. Now, we are not going to talk next about the personalised and or generalised integrated biomaterial risk assessment, or PanBiora as it's known to friends. But we are going to talk to Dahlman Design, who have managed to get a cut of the €8 million budget for that programme. It's a big deal for many reasons, and who better to tell me all about it than both Francis Mitchell, who is Business Development Manager at Dahlman, and Chris Murphy, CEO at Dahlman Design, and they're both in studio with me. It's a huge day for you because you have won not one, but two contracts. Chris, I'll let you go first.
Good morning, Conal. Yeah, we're hugely excited about this, I have to say.
Super and excited. Awesome.
It is a bit of a mouthful, the Pan Biora. But you know what? What we really want to tell everybody about is how we got there. It's been an amazing adventure for us over the last few years. So I guess what's really interesting, Dahlman has been in business for 27 years now. We've been designing all sorts of products, consumer, industrial. We had a big choice to make in the downturn. Life was getting pretty difficult. We had to sit down together and think about what we really wanted to do. We started to focus on some very important aspects of our business, putting our clients first, looking at exactly what we wanted to do. And since then, we've just grown and grown. And a lot of that is to do with, you know, the type of work reaching out to our partners in Europe. This is work that Francis has done with us really excellently in the past little while.
Cue Francis, because we had a little chat just a few minutes ago about how you physically say, and I'm trying to include here the companies of your size in Ireland.
Yeah.
How do you go about the 550 million people in Europe and find the ones who are relevant to you, to Dahlman?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we made a very strategic decision to take the opportunity of Horizon 2020 and make something of it, because we knew we were able to add significant value to these research projects, because we understand, working with R&D teams, we do it all the time, and transforming proof of concept through to amazing products. But yeah, how do you find them? And it's about being really lean in your approach. We're a small business. We don't have that much resources. We don't have millions of feet on the ground. So we choose our focus areas, which is large organizations, using the networking events that are out there. Enterprise Ireland helps a lot with that.
Large organizations because they've got large budgets?
Large organizations, they do have large budgets, but also they tend to outsource the early stage work of design and R&D to people like us, because large businesses, they have the teams that do design, they have the teams that do the engineering. What they often lack is the early stage innovation, the really different ways of thinking. And because we work across a wide range of different industries, we can take innovation from medical devices and pharma and bring it to the delivery of beer for Diageo or something like that. So we understand fluid dynamics innovation excellently as well.
That is a perfect segue back again to Chris, who is, I am told, the world expert on beer taps. Because that is just to give an idea to the listener as to how you operate. You literally you know everything about a beer tap.
Well, we've been working on beer taps for quite a while, Conal, both sitting in front of them and sitting behind them and all angles. But, you know, Diageo is one of our long-term partners. We're very proud of our relationship with that company. And over the years, we have helped them to develop all sorts of interesting ways of dispensing beer. Some very exciting developments coming down the tracks as well in the future. But, you know, it's an example,
but,
as Francis said.
Talk me through now. So, Diageo has a new beer. Do they look for a new tap for that beer? Or do you just, what's wrong with the existing tap?
Well, sometimes, you know, you're in a world where your brand has to make a difference. You really want to stand out. And looking to design and designers and the skill set that they bring can really help you to get your brand out there first. It's a hugely competitive market. And I have to say, we should be very proud of the fact that the beer market in Ireland is one of the most advanced in the world.
So you bring that knowledge abroad?
We do. And since, you know, in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, since we've been working with the team globally, we started to look at how we can bring learnings captured in Ireland to the United States, to Asia, to Africa and beyond.
And have you got contracts from those locations yet?
We're working on that right now, yeah. We're working in all of those different global markets, yeah.
Back to you, Francis, about the, you know, you are competing, as all companies do, with designers in Britain, with designers in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's competitive.
It's competitive, but we're the best too. I mean, we stand up there with all of the best global leaders, and it's not just us saying that. It's our multinational partners who say that when we go to them. And they're like, well, you rank right up there with a lot of larger agencies in the ability to deliver and the creativity that we give and the IP that we generate even for our clients. We've generated loads of patents because it's not just about the surface design. It's about understanding the engineering. It's the technical and the creative and bringing it all together to create products that create impact.
So if you are, Chris, looking for Team SBS to help you, what kind of companies, Irish companies, would you like to help?
So, you know, we have a wide profile of clients. We go from startups and entrepreneurs all the way to well-known multinationals. We love working with all of those. And I have to say, some of the most exciting stuff we do is with the entrepreneurs. Like a project a couple of years ago where we helped a company called Mucol develop one of the first devices ever to allow a cow to text a farmer when she's
I remember that
about
one.
To give birth.
We had them on
you did. They're great partners of ours. And I have to say, you know, in the years, every product we've designed in 27 years, this has to be one of the most exciting. Regarded by Google as one of the most exciting products ever to come out of Ireland. Featured in the British Design Museum. Alongside Google's car.
I didn't know that. That's nice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was designed by Dahlman.
Yes.
Designed by Dahlman, but I have to say it was a partnership with our good friends at Mucol. They're a terrific company to work with. So you ask me who we like to work with. There's a classic example, but equally we love to work with our friends in Diageo up the road.
Anything really exciting that you're working on that you don't want to tell me, but you're going to have to tell
me?
Because
I'm possibly tell you, Colin.
We'll be telling you soon, though.
There's nobody listening. Honestly,
seriously, Colin.
Don't just be me and you.
Yeah, look, we have some very big announcements coming soon.
Are you going to come back to SBS?
We would love to, yeah.
We would love to, yeah.
I would say within the next 2 months we'll be able to talk about it.
How many people are you employing now?
So we have doubled in size, Colin. We're very proud of that. In the last 5 years we've gone from 10 people, we're now at 20. We will be hiring more this year. We will be moving to a bigger premises.
And just to tell parents, because I think this is important, because I suppose some of my extended family are in this area, design engineering, it is a fantastically brilliant area to work in.
So let me talk about this for just 1 second.
Please.
When I started in this business in the 90s, design had, you know, people were saying, you really can't get a job in design. I'm incredibly proud to sit here representing, in a small way, the Irish design industry, where people no longer have to leave the country. We're now leading. We have an opportunity to lead. And one other really important aspect, just to get out there, as Irish people, we have an amazing ability to communicate. Communication is a key part of design.
Yeah.
And communication is a key...
Put words around your idea. Is that it? Or...
Bring people together as well.
Bring people together. And, you know, we have a world stage that's out there for us to conquer. As Irish people, we have an amazing ability to collaborate through projects. That's what we're seeing with our multinational partners. We're very excited about the future.
Are you, and I'll leave the last word to either of you, are you expensive as a business? Francis,
I'm the business development manager.
For
I love
those
you.
Who haven't seen since this is way to go, Chris just pointed at Francis and way to go.
There we go. But it entirely depends on the project. So that's, I'm the first point of call for everyone in the business. And it's like, it's how long is a piece of string? Because certain devices are super simple, so it requires less time to develop it. Some things are super complicated. So you've got electronics, you've got fluids, you've got housings, you've got different material choice. So it depends on that. But we work with everybody to develop that, and it'll depend on the time to market, the choice and volume of production that has to happen. But what we do is when there's a person with a project or a company with a project, we meet them, we discuss their needs, and then we come back with a tailored program of design that will cover all of that, and then they commit stage by stage.
And the initial chat is free, I presume?
Absolutely, we love to chat.
So where will they find you?
www.dahlman.ie.
I laugh at nowadays when people even say
dahlman. I know, www. but yeah, on the website.
Google
dahlman.ie.
Dahlman
Design and Innovation. Yes, Dahlman Design and Innovation. That's probably
the best. Dahlman.ie is where your website is.
That's where you'll get us.
Okay, well listen, you're coming back to us in 2 months' time.
We'd love to
come. I hope Ruthie,
yeah.
our producer, who's not listening at the moment but will be listening, is that they're coming back in 2 months' time with the big announcement that I will find out after the show, and then I'll tell you all next week. Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
in to us.
Thanks
we are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about burgers.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.